USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor and the government's top infectious disease official, says he'll step down in December. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying on Twitter that Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Congressional leaders who review classified intelligence matters are asking the Biden administration for documents seized from former President Donald Trump's property. The so-called Gang of Eight includes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. This as a Florida judge is filing a written order to make official his decision to unseal parts of a Mar-a-Lago affidavit. The judge adding no one from former President Trump's team interfered in the decision. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
A joint military training session is taking place this week.
The United States and South Korea begin their biggest combined military training in years Monday as they prepare for a North Korea nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has dialed up its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington, D.C. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable team in the NFL. That's according to Forbes, which puts the team's value at $8 billion. It's the 14th consecutive year the NFC East champions top the list. The New England Patriots, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears round out the top five. Week 2 of the NFL preseason winds down with the New York Jets hosting the Atlanta Falcons. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The rural town of Las Vegas, New Mexico is estimated to have just a few weeks of water left. City manager Leo Mastis says they're working on a long-term plan to rebuild a water supply.
It is disheartening to our families and our children to not know that they may not have water in a month from now.
In the short term, Mastis says they want to decontaminate a lake nearby. Residents were forced to flee months ago from a wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes. 8-year-old Emmett Bailey won the kids' division of the USA Mullet Championships. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Emmett talks about his hairstyle.
I've been sporting it for 2 years, and I wanted cool hockey hair.
His mother says she was not on board at first, but it has grown on her. The Wisconsin boy beat almost 700 kids for the title and $2,500. Businesses in China have started to buy land near United States military bases. The purchases have raised red flags for many as China has threatened the United States with serious consequences following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast tells Fox Business this is a big issue that needs to be addressed.
That is a bigger threat than what was the Cuban Missile Crisis.
The governor of Indiana is currently visiting in Taiwan this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.